Om Shanti. Didi, we have few questions here. So I will just read them.
Well, don't loud speak.
No, no, here. They have written and they have given me. The first question is, till now I cannot meditate. How can I find my self-value and connect with my deeper self?
Om Shanti. What is meditation? How can I meditate when I cannot find myself? Who is meditating? I, the soul, am meditating. And what is meditation? Experiencing your thoughts that you are creating. For example, when people are sitting in meditation, what are they experiencing? What they have experienced throughout the day. And when sitting in meditation, they are disturbed. The whole day is past and now I'm sitting in meditation and all these things are coming in my mind. This happens very almost with all of us. It means that while performing actions or seeing, being with others, in which consciousness I am working? Am I working as I, the soul, performing this action through my body as a detached observer, or I am absorbing without knowing? So what is happening? We are absorbing by observing. And then it has taken the place in my thoughts. Not only my thoughts, that have become my feelings. Left the impression, it become my intellect, personality. Then, and that is what I am experiencing now. So this is why the first step is to learn meditation. Is not just sitting in meditation, is meditation. Meditation in action. Because at that time, that's the reason that we teach, meditate with open eyes, not with closed eyes. How long I can sit with closed eyes to meditate? So while walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking, whatever percentage I have kept soul conscious, that percentage my soul conscious energy has come on the surface. And whatever I have observed and absorbed when I am sitting, that is already occupied and I am then finding difficulty. So it is important that when we are learning meditation, we are keeping this consciousness. For some people say, but I don't have time. It's not a question of time. You are traveling, thinking anyway. So meditation is the art of thinking positive, based on knowledge and the qualities of the soul. And meditation is, this is the actually meditation, that you are connecting yourself, your thoughts with your qualities. So now if you are disturbed with this, then again create this thought that deep within is the, it is just like digging a well. When you are digging a well, you know that water is inside, down. But first when you are digging it, no water. In fact, there are stones on the visible. You dig more, okay, less stones, more dust. You are digging more, still you are not finding the water, because so much other thing have covered it. And so it means going deep, keeping one thought inside of pure and peaceful soul, then this energy of other influence is not becoming that the power which is blocking you. And if it is still thoughts coming, doesn't matter. I don't care about those thoughts, because I know they are waste. They are making me weak and they are making me disturbed. But I am focusing with determination to find my true quality, which is called finding myself. For example, you really believe that there is Konu diamond or real other diamond is in this tub of dust, very much full of rubbish and dirty things. And you know that you have to get that diamond. Would you mind the dust handling? What will you do? You will continue to move it. You don't even think that dust is around you, a mud is around you. Your focus is on this diamond. I have to reach the diamond. And so I am soul and I have to reach this level. I am soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Gradually the other influences changes and you begin to feel your quality.
Arunaban is asking this question, that yes, when you dig, when you know that there is a diamond, so that's why you are removing the dirt, but how do you know what are the qualities within me?
This is what we spoke in the morning before first session. What are my qualities? What I am looking for? I am looking for peace, looking for love, looking for happiness. Why I am looking for? Because I have lost it. Can I lose something without having it in the first place? I am blocking myself. If I am looking for something, it means I have lost it, no? And I had this experience before, and now I am not having it. So this is called soul conscious and respect for my value which I have lost. I want to get it again. So, and for that I need to practice, because I have not used it for a long time. In my home, when I know my jewelry is there and I have left somewhere, I cannot find. I'm sure I have not went outside. It is here, so must be under somewhere. I'm constantly thinking of that. Oh, my diamond ring is lost. My diamond ring is lost. And I, again walking, talking, I look again and again, the same places where I have looked before. And suddenly I find it was but behind my bed, fallen down there.
What? So there is a question connected with this. So what is the link between soul and brain?
Brain. Brain is the organ of the body. A dead body has a brain, and soul has the intellect, which is subtle energy. Brain is matter. Brain and heart are the part of the body. Mind and intellect are the organs of the soul. So the difference is, this is why dead body has a brain, but not the personality or intellect. Gone. You cannot use the dead brain in any other place. So it is difference. Yeah. Physical and metaphysical contrast here.
What is the secret behind the wellness of healthy body and mind?
There's no secret at all. It's a simple truth. That means when I want to keep my mind really positive, I am determined and I am again and again bringing this thought back to me. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. So when I hold on my purity, I am able to hold on my peace and power also. Yeah.
So now, a little bit, there is a question with regards to, are all souls good or are some bad? Do all have beautiful qualities?
When I am testing, I can discriminate between the sweet and salt. Right? In the same way, I myself am the best observer of myself. But I have to understand what are actually the good. Some are good, some are bad. Percentage, of course, is different. But each individual, every soul has the basic qualities in the self. Every soul, because it is the fruit of the same tree. But what has happened? That some fruits are actually ripe beforehand. Others are not yet ripe. So when I become observer, I wait for them and I have good hope in them. So they are not bad, but maybe become bad. It is just like fruit is very nice and some environment is kept in that it gets warm in it, crawling, right? It is not that the fruit was bad. It has become bad because it has some influence in it. So this moment that person is not behaving it what I expect. But there must be some good thing in it as well. So when I know the truth, then the bad thing doesn't belong to me, neither belongs to him. So why should I allow the influence on me? In myself as well, okay, I have been addicted to some things and I had some habits. Once I realized that really truly this is spoiling my respect. This is my own conscious bites and I feel guilty time to time. I do realize it is wrong. So why am I still keeping it bad wrong thing with me? It is just like I really when realize I am eating nice sweet mango and I see suddenly a nice crawling thing is in it, will I continue to eat it? Even the innocent child is eating, I said, throw it away. Don't it keep it. So when I really recognize it is harmful, it takes away. Harm is not physical harm. It is harming my true feeling for my own self-respect and love. I am weak, then I have to take power from him. It changes.
Okay, Didi, connected to this same question, what about the rewards and punishment for the good soul and the bad soul?
What is the visible, very much visible, those who are practical proof or benefit is that internally, those who are really good, they are respected and loved by all. And those who behave not nicely, they are actually, they lack their goodness and they want to draw attention. The weak souls suddenly when something is missing, they react, they become violent, they cause wrong things to others. What is inside? Dissatisfaction. And so because of this dissatisfaction, they want to do more wrong and they want to become famous in this way. What is missing? Self-respect. Poor souls, they are poor in this aspect. This is what God is merciful to the poor. It's not the wealth, physical wealth. It is the real inner wealth which the soul has of purity, peace, love and happiness, wisdom, truth. And so, naturally, internally, those who are good, no matter how much difficulty they have to face, they are strong. Others are weak. They might be very bossy. They might be very controlling power and also defaming others. Inside, they are always dissatisfied. Suffering. Mercy for them.
So there is a question. How to communicate with a person who refuses to communicate directly?
First is to sow. It is just like we prepare the land, because mind is the creative energy. Intellect is that is empowering it. And then our behavior becomes our personality. Same other way around, the harmful personality, and still they want to make them, they continue to do that, doesn't want to speak directly. They know inside that this is whatever they are doing is wrong. And they want to blame others. So what is behind weakness? In a reality, it is a weakness that they don't want to talk directly because they know their truth and their falsehood is visible. So why don't they want to talk? Or another reason is because they are weak. And when you are talking, the truth is actually truth. They cannot face itself. They feel more down than, so better not to speak about it. Third aspect kind of personality is, they want to impress people. I did this, I do this, I do that, that one. They want to spoil the impression of others. And so why should I worry about it? If they are speaking about me, I am what I am. If I am a diamond, and somebody is calling me false pearl, it's their value. I cannot devalue myself because of they don't recognize the diamond. So self-respect is needed. So there are different tests. These are the subtle checking of the self, where I stand. Then we are able to, they speak behind, and that's not truth, so why should I worry about it? Is it one person's impression, I am afraid of this? What about my own real impression to the people? Right? If I am a really nice behaving person, and I am loving, giving, forgiving, right? And somebody is speaking wrong things about me. Wrong is wrong. If they do not value my specialities, doesn't matter. Your diamond does not lose its value if somebody has not recognized it. Again, self-respect.
Okay, connected with the previous question, so there is a question. What is the difference between mind and brain, and where does the mind reside? Which one is more important, the heart or the brain?
So, pichle question tha na?
From there it is coming, I am hearing. From here it is. Of course, the physical organs are very important, of course, but they are the instrument that give message, like my this one subtle is gone in the soul world, in the world of side, zero, suddenly. So I know if energy is lost or gone, I accept it, right? I cannot fight. I try the things to get it correct, repair it. If it is not repairing, why should I worry? Let me at least use this one which is there. 20%, I can take help of that. And if I have body conscious, what will people think? I am deaf. How they will think about brain is thinking this? People think, yeah, this sister is deaf. Okay, no problem. It is reality. Right? So if it's reality, why should feel this? Right? I can be fashionable. I can wear earring, no? Right? So people wear spectacles, I wear the earring. So what? So brain thinks in body conscious way. When I am brain conscious, intellect works the brain in a different way, but it is the soul is thinking. In other words, brain is the instrument which expresses through the organ. Heart is the instrument which is also expresses itself through the feelings. The mind's feeling. So heart does not feel actually. This heart does not feel. Feeling of the mind is called the heart of the soul. Feelings of the mind is the heart of the soul. Good feeling, bad feeling. It is affecting, and then we say heart problem. But heart problem is sometimes too much pressure. Soul is not able to take too much workload. The physical organs are affected with the outer activities. And the soul's organs are affected by thinking, wrong understanding, misunderstanding, imagination, subtle things. This is why doctor cannot operate your mind. They can operate your heart, but mind is still weak. Doctor cannot operate your intellect. They can operate the brain, but intellect still work with the same way as they're working. So it's the person's personality is expressing through the organs, but organs do not experience anything. I am getting angry, mouth does not experience anger. I am experiencing sweetness, but mouth does not experience sweetness. Pain, I am experiencing through the body because of disorder in the body, but body does not experience pain. So in other words, all the physical organs are the property of matter. That's why doctor can deal it. And mind, intellect and qualities are the property of the soul. But they are connected with each other. A simple example, all the potential to grow the tree is in a seed. Right? But these qualities, the power, the tree, the fruit, will be expressing its power only when it takes the earth, water, sunshine. So matter is helping the living energy, and living energy is actually making this body move. So this is why yesterday I said, or day before yesterday, this is a wonderful couple, body and soul. They work together. But they are totally two things. One thing is made of matter, other is metaphysical. Heart is physical thing. Mind is metaphysical. Brain is physical thing. Intellect is metaphysical. Virtues are subtle qualities and personalities of the soul and physical organs are the part of the body, the beauty of nature or influence of nature.
How to deal with my children when they do mistakes or when they want to take a major decision that I don't find it safe?
When my children, you decided. So my children, of course, I am concerned. But we know that with fear or with worry, I cannot help them. So first I have to create trust that these souls are of children, but they are not my children. I am trustee of them. I have to look after them, and I have a responsibility. But I cannot fulfill the responsibility with attachment or fear. I can fulfill the responsibility thinking that this soul is also child of God and I am also child of God. So I need to create good wishes first. Not focusing on the weakness, that is like a sickness. But cause of the sickness is the weakness of the body. Weakness of the body is because of disharmony in the matter. So soul does not have that power. That's why he is influenced. And what actually he is looking, my child is looking for? Love, respect, accepted by boys or girls. He's missing something. Now, this quality then creates bondage and pressure, and child cannot tolerate it. And then takes another mistake. So I have to create a really pure feelings. This is God's child. I cook food with great love and offer it so that mind, as is the food, so is the mind. I show true love, not fear. Fear is not love. Fear creates fear in them. I am talking about their weaknesses, they resent. They prove more that you call me bad, so I am bad. So I did not have to worry about this weakness, but my quality is become a detached first. It's not my child. This is God's child. It needs power. I know this. These are not just words. It needs the inner power to become detached. We are attached, so that's why we have fear, and we cannot create the positive energy to support them. So really, truly, that is relationship, to create positive energy and not to have fear. Fear or worry create more attachment in me, and I will become weak. Then I have bondage. Then I am so connected with this weakness, I am always thinking about weakness. I forgot how good things they have. I am not focusing on their good, I am focusing on their bad things. So I cannot have good feelings. So come back again, the main thing, the first lesson that we learn. And that also takes time. Another thing is, I always think, how can I expect other person accept immediately my ideas, my teachings, what I want? I should look at myself. How much I take time, the things which have gone wrong, I do accept it, but I am taking so long time to repair it, which is my own. And my own I am taking so much time to repair, and here I become authority to teach others to repair them, which is not in my hand, but yet It is in my hand when God's hand is in between. So again, the power, good wishes, trust, and also behaving not with that vision that is just like originally the soul is good. It takes time because all of us have chronic disease, very chronic disease, and it takes time and it needs to have a medicine for long time. Then it makes difference.
As a leader in working place, which is the better? For leaders seeking for respect or love from employees? As a leader...
Leader is not becoming a leader by being that I am leader. Because at that time I am blocking myself. Really, that is a job, of course. But in order to lead, I need some other virtues as well. Where there is my accepting as they are right, because they are there. My relationship, what is inside. Of course, leader needs discipline, leader needs to have control, leader needs to have guide, instant work should be done. But without the power of love and good wishes, it doesn't work. So, not thinking they are workers, this is what Brahma Baba, the father of this institution, the founder, he never thought that I am a leader. He thought, I am server. I really want to lead them what I am looking for they should lead. So then, it means first accepting the weakness, but at the same time respecting there something good will be there. That's why they are there for a job. It's not, I understand, it is not easy to let go. But how can I receive respect when I am missing my self-respect? Other people are speaking about it, gossiping. I have to check what they are gossiping. Am I doing that? Is that truth? What other people are gossiping, is that truth? I am afraid other people, I will lose my respect. So my respect is created by them, or my respect is created with my behavior. Very subtle. My respect in others' mind is created by other people, or it is created by my own self. If it was created by other people of being very, what is called, they show outsidely, respect you, appreciate you, but internally they don't like your behavior. So I am afraid of this, that my weakness will be spoken. But if that weakness is there, I have to check that myself. Then I don't get worried about it. I really leave the impression what I am in reality. The truth leads, the love leads, good wishes lead. So I have to use that opportunity, not with control, but with consciousness of helping myself and helping others. So sometime I have to speak with them as a friend. Sometime I have to speak not from the position, but from giving the feeling that I listen to them. I want to understand them. So my humility is the greatness which makes me leader. We have many examples of South Africa's leader, Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi. And so why we call them Mahatmas? Because they kept their values. And in order to become leader, I have to keep my values. but not that they should give me value, but I keep my values. That's the secret. Secret or the truth?
How to learn and practice to know much more about this knowledge without being isolated from other people?
Now, what is the purpose is we should understand knowledge and I don't have to isolate myself from others. That is not the aim. If it was isolation, we would not have called you. Right? We are searching that soul should actually be in the, not becoming, we are here, followers are not created because we are not gurus. There is not guru consciousness, but this good consciousness is that everyone should become leader of the self. First I should learn to lead myself. So in Brahma Kumari Spiritual University, leaders are created, not the followers. And then these leaders become leaders only when I learn to lead myself. If I am not able to control my own weakness, how can I be called leader to control other people's weakness? So this is why I have to become powerful in this, first to accept and keep my self-respect, accept them with my self-respect. Then I am able to talk, I am able to listen, I don't get upset hearing my defamation, because something must be there in me, that defamation is there. Some weakness is in me, and if that is weakness, so what is wrong? If I have a fever and somebody says, oh, she has a fever. Is it wrong? No, I know I have a fever. Why should I hide it and why should I pretend I'm very healthy? Reality is that makes you strong and powerful.
When I'm sad, is it better for me to meditate?
Of course. That's the time I need the medicine. Because when I am sad, that time I need the help. When I am healing very hot weather, then at that time the AC I need. When there is fire, then I need to push the water. That is the important time that actually easy to remember at that time when the sadness is there. Because nobody else is support at that time. I am support for myself. But with faith, the foundation, I am a soul, child of the Supreme. Or he's my master, I follow his directions. Om Shanti.
When I get sad, is, I don't know, the spelling, it's very, I just, you know. So when I'm sad, it is hard for me to meditate.
Of course, it is hard because I have accepted sadness is right thing. I don't like and still I'm keeping it. I have forgotten who I am. When I remember my name and I see other people, what they told me, my dissatisfaction, or I could not be successful anything, I thought this is going to be for a long time, forever. Sadness is not forever. It comes only sometime. But when I begin to look after it as sadness, it stays longer with me. It is coming and going, just like happy. Then sadness is shared with other sadness, with some kind of blame on self, and some kind of blame on others. It increases it. Then this one thing, somebody has done something and I'm really sad about it. It hurt me. Now I am thinking about the thought hurt, the person hurt me. I forgot I am making myself sad because what wrong thing was, I have hurt myself with that. And for example, somebody with sharp knife has cut you through one time, I tell with the same feelings to other person, I made deeper wound. Third time I spoke somebody, third time four deep knife. Person's mistake is one time, I made mistake 20 times, 20 times I've said. So I must take them 20 times more times. So I am, happiness is my food, happiness is my medicine, happiness is my friend, happiness is my child, I would not let him die. I would not let him die.
Didi, connected to what you were saying, so in that situation, there is another question. So how to radiate love when you are misunderstood and hurt?
How to radiate love?
As I am hurt because I have to check the reason why I am hurt. I have forgotten to use the knowledge. Other person spoke to you, did not see the soul. They see you, the woman or man, or young or old, or wife or husband, or that was a relation. But I, the soul, am not husband and wife. I, the soul, am soul and independent. The soul is not husband and wife of anyone. It's only of my own body. Then I am hurt because I am body conscious, status conscious, position conscious, wisdom conscious. That's why I am sad. The moment I am sad, I am a soul. It means I have forgotten, slipped away from my original self. And that's why I need yoga, not only meditation. I need relationship. Relationship with the Supreme, who is ever blissful, ever truthful, ever benevolent. Beautiful. Truth, beautiful, benevolent. Then I understand the truth, and if I have become sad, I have to correct myself. I have to give happiness to myself. So meditation is medication as well. So I have to, but yoga is the power, the injection, that it is very small, but very powerful. Very small thing, I am a soul, but very powerful. I am the child of the Supreme Being, very powerful thing. Creation of the Creator, very powerful relation.
Okay, this is the last question. Yeah. Can you please give us a trick to keep focusing on our souls when we go back to our hometown?
Go back to home. Who will go back home? Body or soul?
Body.
Or you are going home back, physical home? And when you are keeping, are you thinking that when we go to physical back home, physical home or returning home?
Physical home.
Okay. So physical home, do not go with the old consciousness. Now you have learnt you are a soul. When you came, you thought you were a person, body, human being. Now I am more being, less physical body. Right? Another aspect, not thinking yourself that I was playing a role of a mother, role of a child, role of a brother or father or boss. Role is a separate thing. I am not a role. I am a soul. Then your attitude, consciousness changes and your behavior would be different. Other thing is that when you are there, remind every day some of the points that you have learned from here. Because then what you are hearing, you yourself are reminding, becoming powerful in that. It will take, of course, it takes time, but consciousness has to be changed. You go with indifferent dress. you have come with this skin and but with this skin, this is the light body as well. So I don't think that I am going physical relation. It's too high aim, but very powerful. I think it is again Arabian language. Farishta. Farishta, mana rishta. Rishta means relationship. I am going back home as a farishta. Farishta means angel, does not have any bondage, does not have any burden. As a freedom. So I am a free soul. I don't have any burden, I don't have any bondage, but of course I have a task to do. I have work to do, but not bondage and burden. And that task is to keep myself free and also keep them free, but with love and with power. That freedom will become a relationship, not bondage. Not attachment, but love. Not anger, but peace. Energy level will shift. So that, for that you keep connection. Another aspect is, keep connection with the place you have come from. Time to time, knowledge revision is needed. When the darkness comes, we have to bring the light. Keep the torch of light that is given with you in your in this pocket. And whenever you see, don't going in that with that conscious which you had before, but new consciousness. I look at the soul. I am a soul. This one is also soul. And once one trick is, when others are angry, they are defaming you, look at their forehead. You are a pure and peaceful soul, so am I. Not speaking, but thinking. Look at them, not in the eyes at that time. Look at just with your third eye or this eye. Then soul, originally soul will remember its qualities. Instead of anger, suddenly will become quiet. A magic takes place in this way. It is a magic lake. Magic lake, Gyan Sarovar, is a magic lake. Man Sarovar, a lucky lake in which you bathe. This is a legendary thing. That there is a lake up in the mountain where old people takes bath, becomes a young boy. Sick takes bath, becomes healthy. Ugly person takes bath, becomes an angel. Poor person takes bath, becomes healthy. So you have come here. Gyan Sarovar, Man Sarovar. Magic lake. Right? Let people see that you have come from a magic lake. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Didi. So it was very enlightening, very deep. I'm sure we will all take the light with us and shine in our places. Om Shanti. We will finish with few moments of meditation after.